Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Volcanic Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VG and on the OTC markets under the symbol VLMZF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Ridgway. Now, Simon, we're following up on some drill results that came out just yesterday, October 5th. They are some further drill results from the Hawley project. Now, just to remind everybody, Volcanic Gold is focused in Guatemala at this Hawley project, also with the Banderas project that is also very close to this Hawley project. But again, we're focusing on Hawley here because we had four holes released in the headline. Hole 19 was a little over 1.5 meters at 191 grams per ton gold and over 500 grams per ton silver. The other two holes out of the four that were released there also hit some good mineralization. Hole 17 hit almost 9 meters of almost 9 grams per ton gold and over 350 grams per ton silver. Hole 20 also hit 5.4 meters of almost 4.5 grams per ton gold and 350 grams per ton silver. Simon, summarize these drill holes for us, please. Nice gold and silver grades at Hawley. Take us through where these drill holes were located and what other details you can give us on these drill results, please.
Yeah, well, the holes were back in the Hawley and in that breccia zone and La Pena vein, which cuts across the breccia. Yeah, hole 19, that was a spectacular narrow intercept high up in hole 19, 1.5 meters, as you mentioned, at 191 gold and 539 silver, but also deeper down in the hole, and the deepest one we've had to date. It cut 6.5 meters of 11.7 grams gold and 340 grams silver. So that was the deepest cut we'd had on the Penny vein up to today. The deepest release we've had. We've got three other holes that are pending that are deeper than that, another 50 meter step down, which would be holes 23, 26 and 27. So they should be out in a couple of weeks. They also look good. But yeah, these holes are some spectacular results. We're still maintaining good widths and we're getting great grades. I mean, you know, 6.5 meters, as you pointed out, 6.5 meters, 11 grams and 340 silver. That's, you know, just the silver alone would be economic, let alone with the 11 grams gold on top of that. So it's quite spectacular that we're able to retain these kind of results as we're stepping down the system. We've got about a 253-meter strike length on it, but we're focusing initially on stepping down. Now with the next round of drilling, we're stepping out along strike at that same depth as the hole 19 and another 50 meters deeper. So we're getting a nice, we're starting to establish a nice high-grade resource here. You know, whether it's going to be 500,000 ounces or 5 million, time will tell with all the drilling we got coming in. But we are getting some good widths and good grades and establishing a resource here. A nice discovery.
Yeah, Simon, it's very encouraging to see the work your team is doing. And it's not just the gold grades are impressive. There's also some very impressive silver grades mixed in, some of them over a kilo of silver. So it's nice that you have the double whammy there of both gold and silver. As far as the depth component, as you drill down to the 250 to 300 meter level, or maybe a little below that, just remind folks that some of these other nearby deposits like Cerro Blanco and Escobal, it's really at depth where you started seeing the larger mineralization. Do you think that's going to be the same here at Hawley?
Well, I'm optimistic it is. I mean, as you said, both of the other big deposits in the region that are not too far away in the same volcanic rocks, they shone at depth. And I'm hoping we'll see the same here. That's why we're following it down as opposed to going out a long strike at this point. I'm hoping it's getting better. To date, it has. It's got stronger at depth in width and with grade. So we'll just continue stepping down and until we hit that, you know, that boomer, I hope. But the grades we're getting now are fantastic. So we can get a deposit with these grades and I'll be very happy.
Well, I'm hoping you get that boomer as well. Another thing that I think a few people have noted is that you had some Pathfinder minerals in there like the mercury and antimony. And just remind people, while sometimes those can be a smelter penalty, they're also very important for outlining the kind of geology you have and the kind of grade you could have. So just walk us through that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, with the mercury is usually very high in these systems. You know, in a hot spring system, that's what you're looking for in the very at the very top in the center. When we discovered Cerro Blanco, we got low grades at the surface, you know, 1 and 2 grams. And with that, you get high mercury and high antimony. As we stepped down at Cerro Blanco and got into the you know, the high-grade core, the 15, 20-gram material, the mercury drops out there. So it's a good pathfinder to show you high in this system, and we are still getting good mercury. I mean, then, you know, sort of 19 to 20 grams mercury is very high, and we're still in that range at the depth we're hitting these zones. So I'm very optimistic. We've got a good potential down below us yet for several hundred meters. I mean, let's see. But that's my feeling, given the mercury grades.
So, Simon, approximately how many more meters are going to be drilled in around this pent-up vein? And, well, how many meters do you think can even be completed to the end of this year? And what about the plans for next year?
I really don't know. We'll keep drilling here until we define the system. You know, I'm not putting a meter or a budget on it. We are going to take the drill to Banderas in a couple of weeks. The turnaround on, I mean, so same as with many companies, we're struggling with the turnaround from the assay labs. It's too slow. So while we're waiting on that, we're going to move the rig. We got about 2 or 3 more holes to do at Holly. Then we will move the rig to Banderas and start testing that other target. It's about, you know, it's about 8 kilometers away to the southeast. So we'll start testing that system while we get all the holes and get caught up to date on the assays from Holly. And then we'll bring in a second rig and continue on at Holly, probably in sometime in November. But so that's the plan. A few more holes at Holly at the present time. Get all that. We're about 6 holes in the labs right now. So we get 3 or 4 more in. And while we're waiting for those results, we'll take the rig to Banderas and start testing that system. We've got the platforms all ready to go. So, you know, when you go into these communities and you establish the fact you're going to be doing work there, and then you kind of delay it, they get a little upset. They want work. They want to see us in the region. They've been waiting for about a month. So we've got to get in there and start doing some work and employing some people in those other townships. Keep them happy and keep us happy testing that other system.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit more over at Banderas. Once you're done drilling here at Holly and you move that rig over there, I think the plan was to do about 7 or 8 holes. What are you hoping to test the thesis over there? And just remind people, how close is Banderas to Holly, and how do you see the synergy between the two projects?
They're slightly different. They're both low sulfidation epithermal gold systems. The Holly system is focused on two major intersecting faults. The Banderas is in a rhyolite dome field, rhyolite dacite dome field, a bit of a caldera feature. It's about 8 to 9 kilometers southeast of Holly, and between Holly and the Cerro Blanco deposit that's been developed by Bluestone. So it is, again, like I said, a low sulfidation epithermal system. And previous drilling back there, back in 2010, we had some very good hits, but we could never pull it together to you know, establish a continuity between those hits. Again, we didn't go deep enough. I mentioned before on your program that we started out at surface at Cerro Blanco, and as we went down, we got into some real high-grade material. At Escobal, the big silver deposit that I didn't find, but we did find the vein. We never went deep enough on that discovery. Goldcorp later on did and made us a phenomenal discovery. At Banderas, we put about 30 holes in back in 2010, shallow holes, some very good hits. Couldn't find the continuity. We need to go deeper. We've got about 10 kilometers of veining there in 3 separate systems. The M28, the Pyramid Hill zones, 2 zones that run about 3.5 kilometers each, consistent geochemistry along that structure. You know, reasonable grades outcropping at surface, and some good hits at depth, you know, 4 meters at 13 grams. I'm just talking from memory here. I haven't got the data in front of me. And a lot of 20 to 30 meter, 0.5 gram to 1 gram intercepts. But I think if we go deeper on those systems, we've got a great chance of getting into the high grade, and that's what the plan is.
Simon, just to wrap us up then, can you just remind everybody how much money the company still has in the bank and approximately what the budget or what the spend is going to be through the rest of this year and into next?
Yeah, we've got $8.5 to $9 million left in the treasury. You know, we're at the pace we're drilling right now. Since we started drilling, we probably spent $2 million in total. We've been drilling. We're on, like, we've done 30 holes to date, or very close to, probably closing on 5,000 meters. And you know, over the next year, we may drill 5,000 to 10,000 meters. So we're well financed for the next year and a half.
All right, Simon, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon regarding any of the drilling going on here at either Holly or upcoming at Banderas, please email us fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Simon to address those. Also, Simon, keep us up to date on future drill results. Simon, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Shad. Take care. Bye.